It's been said that on average, 81% of Americans wear green today, and I think we're about on average. We're about on average as I look out at all of you. I would happily partake, but the color for the day is violet because we're in Lent. As we go to Mass week after week right here, month after month, year after year, we begin to pick up patterns as to what the readings will be, especially during the seasons of Advent and Lent. For example, last weekend, the first Sunday of Lent, we heard from the Bible how our Lord went into the desert and was tempted. The first season of Lent begins with that reading of the temptations. And every first Sunday of Lent will be that, whether it's from Matthew, Mark, or Luke. Today, the second Sunday of Lent is always Transfiguration Sunday. Whether it's from Matthew, Mark, or Luke, we will hear that dramatic story of our Lord being transfigured. The church gives us this reading early in Lent because by tradition, this event of the transfiguration happened 40 days before Good Friday. Today, our Lord is transfigured on a mountain. And before he will die on Good Friday for us, he will be arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane on another mountain, the Mount of Olives. So there are some very beautiful traditions as we work through this season of Lent. Think of today's story. Peter, James, and John see our Lord transfigured. They see his glory. They respond with fear, which is a normal response when a human being experiences something divine. But before they move into fear, Peter has an idea. And Peter's idea, again, is not the best of ideas. Peter sees our Lord glorified. He sees the prophets with our Lord, and he wants to stay there. He wants to put some stakes in the ground and build some tents. And the scripture tells us he did not know what he was doing because Peter could not stay there. The mount of glorification is not what any one of us are called to. Peter would eventually have to go down the mountain. He himself would be crucified. But before that, he would deny our Lord. And during it all, he would become the first leader of the church. Peter had work to do. It's the same with all of us. In all of the daily work we do, we always try to create our mountaintops. We try and create and enjoy our successes, which is fine. But sometimes we want to stay there, in the comforts, in the pleasures of our successes. We'll want to put some stakes in the ground, kind of create a monument to ourselves. But we're not called to live our holiness there. Whenever you hear the story of the transfiguration of our Lord, I want you to remember that this story is not about climbing the Mount of Transfiguration. This story is about coming down the mountain to the valley. We do not work out our salvation with fear and trembling, as St. Paul would write, on the mountaintop. We do it in the valley. We do not live our holiness on the mountaintop. We live it in the valley. Anytime any one of us thinks that we're being brought down our mountaintop from where we're comfortable, you can be assured that you're living the scriptures, because our Lord brought his disciples down the mountain into the valley. It's in the valley where we do our daily work, often unseen. We do our daily work often without gratitude from anyone. We do our daily tasks faithfully. We do them quietly in the valley. It's in the valley where we meet the challenges of life. It's in the valley where we accept that the life we live in the world is not perfect. It's in the valley where we experience ourselves, our brokenness often, our division within ourselves. So as we work through our way of Lent, this second Sunday of Lent is always predictable. It's the Transfiguration Sunday. But what's not always predictable is if we will come down from our mountain. If we don't, often our Lord will bring us down. But I want us all to know that we must. It is in the veil of tears that we live our life of holiness, and it is in the valley where we work out our salvation today.